I'm gonna call this meeting to order, 6:30. The agenda, I have one amendment that I'd like to add, and it's the FCSS RFD. And it would be 115 in business, please.
I also.
I would also like to add that Municipal Planning Services representative will be joining the bylaw discussion by phone call.
Thank you. Any other additions? Can I get a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
Motion up.
John, all in favor? Carried. Okay. So delegation and question period, new council procedure bylaw 488-26 is now in place. Was there any delegations or questions?
No.
Okay. So minutes of the regular council meeting, May 19th, 2026, and special budget property tax council meeting, June 2nd. Any errors or omissions? No? Okay, I'll make the motion to accept the minutes as presented from May 19th, 2026, and the special budget property tax meeting of June 2nd. All in favor? Carried.
So no change in the action items, still on hold status basically for those two items. Thank you.
Any questions? John, any questions? Okay. We'll move on to the Diamond Valley report.
So CAO report? Or did I skip ahead?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
CAO report, one of the new items is heavily into the property tax process. You probably would have seen on the electronic sign. We're planning to do the tax notice mailouts on Monday, June 22nd, coming up here. And also just an update from last meeting, the June 2nd meeting, the 2026 budget was approved and completed. And that's probably the highlights. Oh, I just wanted to say, since this is the last regularly scheduled council meeting before September, so summer means July and August, basically. The admin staff as CAO, I will try to work around what the other staff want to do for holidays in the next 2 months. So try to optimize the number of admin staff in the office over the next 2 months. I will try and reach any holidays I may take around that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So Diamond Valley. So this is for June 1st. So last month, throughout the month, they issued 46 provincial offense tickets with a total face value of $14,935. They also responded to several bylaw-related complaints and inquiries. These included general bylaw concerns as well as matters requiring office follow-up and public education. Officers continue to work with residents to encourage voluntary compliance where appropriate. That's that. Oh. Okay. I wrote it here somewhere. Sorry. Nothing. Okay. Here we go. Thank you. So my report for May to June 26th, May 19th, council meeting. June 2nd, special budget meeting. June 3rd, seniors strawberry tea, which was wonderful. And then recreation committee meeting, and there's a RFD in the minutes. Emergency management meeting June 4th, update from the director and deputy director on training and continuing connections with surrounding municipalities. June 6th, the Diamond Valley Parade. June 9th, FCSS committee meeting, and that would be why there's an RFD for them as well. So May 19th was the council meeting, May 26th was the West Winds Finance and Director meeting. Are we able to send this out?
We're still working on it.
Okay.
We're hoping to.
Okay. There is a West Winds requisition for 2026, just explaining what West Winds is and why part of our property tax goes to them. So I'm hoping it can get sent out with property tax notices. And then June 2nd was the budget meeting, and June 4th our emergency management meeting. For any that don't know, for the emergency management group, Kathy White is our DEM and Lisa Penner is our deputy DEM.
Okay, May 19th, council meeting. Oh, sorry. June 2nd, council meeting, special meeting. June the 4th was strawberry tea, and June the 6th was a parade in Black Diamond.
Thank you. That mix up here.
Oh, I see you're looking at. This is the next, right?
Yeah. Okay. So everything's fine on our water?
Yes.
Nothing's changed? Normal work?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can I get a motion for
to accept? I'll make a motion to accept the reports as is.
Okay, thank you. All in favor? Carried. Okay, financial.
Any questions on financial, please? So, bank reconciliation, maybe just start in sequence. I have added some money on deposit. We'll call it restricted funds because it is dedicated to the community hall renovation project whenever that would start up. It's called Farm Credit Canada Grant. We actually have the money in the bank, $25,000. So I just added that on there. I also took the liberty while I was doing that cleaning up this bank rec. There's some older items we used to track. The solar project and net proceeds and so on, that's previous years now, so I thought we could take that off just to clean things up. So unless anybody has, council has any questions. Any questions on the check listing, please? Is everybody, call of council, okay with information on the checklisting? Okay, so council summary, basically revenue is expenses. Oh my gosh, look, there's some budget numbers in there for a change. So yes, we were able, after the budget was approved on June 2nd, to put the budget corresponding values in. So it should be more informative. The financials are still sound. This would be actually right now in this month probably the lowest point of cash in our annual cycle. It's still healthy, but in a few weeks, so when all the property tax notices go out and payments start coming in, then the amount of money in the bank account really increases a lot. So just mentioning, there's a bit of a cyclical thing that happens every year, and that's where we're at. But again, there's a healthy amount of bank balance right now. Any questions on this schedule from council?
Be an idea to give an update on the property tax amount and the school increase about 15%, because it was, you passed the bot or did the three readings, so fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
Just thought it appropriate, since at the last special council meeting, June 2nd, which was the budget property tax meeting, council was able to approve two, three readings on the 2026 tax bylaw, it's called. So just for the village's information, you're looking at about a 2.92% property tax increase this year, similar to the last few years. And I think we all know that's quite a bit lower than most other municipalities. So happy to, with what, you know, council's been able to do here. Sadly, the public school is again high. I think they're looking about 15% increase. The village has no control over this. We are the sort of in-between money carriers. We have to collect the money. It's called a technical term, requisition. So we need to collect, as you know, it comes with the tax payment, and we don't put it in the bank. It goes to the province. And that's always the biggest contributor. Although RCMP at one time was, the village wanted to show what they believed to be the appropriate representation, but the province disagrees, and of course the province wins. So we needed to take that off as a requisition. So you don't see this separately disclosed, but I will tell you, the increase this year was relatively marginal. It's about 2,000 on 18,000, it's at 20,000. There have been some other previous years it was a bigger increase. So that one has not increased as much as usual, and unless I told you this now, you probably wouldn't know, because it's no longer disclosed as a requisition. So anything else we want mentioned on the property tax? It's a good summary for now. I'm hoping to also prepare our, I think we call it tax facts, or a little slip that we keep in the office there that you can take a copy of, which basically just summarizes what I just said, kind of a handy little, oh, that's what the increases were and where they came from, so on. So thank you for letting me give that update. Has everybody had a council, all of council had a chance to look at the last financial schedule?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the expense side here.
Sure.
So the general expense first line, we got nil for May, and then $80,000 for, oh, sorry. Yeah, $80,000. Year-to-date.
Yeah, so year-to-date, the $8,000, that's interesting how, oh, I see. The first column is the 2025 year-to-date, so it's not the same year. It wouldn't be a matter of adding $8,000 to the $71,000. That's just reflecting a previous year. So what that $80,000 means is in year months of this year, 2026, before May, there was that accumulation of $80,000, but didn't happen to be any general expense in the month of May.
There was nothing in May?
No.
Okay. Admin 2025 was 147 and 2026 is 171.
Yes. I'm just trying to think if, see, we're at June, if there might have been some of the computer, new server expenses coming through still on that one for this year. I would have to get back on any other parts of that one, please.
And then Public Works.
30,949 and then it's 38,605. Yeah. Trying to recall if that some of that is, well, that's in May, the 7,000. We had some truck expense, but sorry, I will have to get back on what particular piece that is. It would either be some type of cleanup, you know, maintenance that way, or it wouldn't be any, you know, vehicle purchase or something like that. So I will get back on that one.
And then the water services, 10,835 last year and 32,556 for 26.
I mean, the campground would be some of that. Just give me another moment here. I will report back on that one as well.
Okay, a motion to accept the financial reporting. Brenda? All in favor? Carried. Okay.
Oh. Am I doing this one already?
Yes, that would be up to bat right now.
Did you want me to read through it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are now on the section of the agenda, which is bylaw, and there is some detail in the website posted package. So I will read what is in the package so everybody can... Sorry, was there something you wanted to mention?
Just that it was clarified on the website that
you're from
the village, not...
Yes, apologies. There was a typo that went out on some notices that... For a while, I was not only the CEO here, but I but that's obviously not correct. So I was able to correct the website, but the notices, again, apologies, that went out. So, of course, the CEO is for the... I am the CEO for this village, last time I checked. So I will proceed to read.
All right, please.
Okay. So, request for decision, bylaw 49126 being a proposed bylaw to amend the land use bylaw of the Village of Longview to enable the development of campgrounds within the Central Business Restricted District. Recommendation: the council consider first reading of proposed bylaw 49126 being a land use bylaw amendment to add campgrounds as a discretionary use to the Central Business Restricted Land Use District. Background: an application to amend the Village of Longview Land Use Bylaw 400-17 was submitted to the Village of Longview by the landowner. The proposed amendment would add campgrounds as a discretionary use to the Central Business Restricted Land Use District. The amendment is being proposed to facilitate development of a 9-stall unserviced seasonal campground within that portion of Lot 1, Block 3, Plan 0312814 that is currently in the Central Business Restricted District. So that should be CBR there. The site has operated as a campground in the past. However, the campground has not been in operation for longer than a year, and now to undertake improvements to the campground and convert to the use of the site back to a campground, the developer must apply for a new development permit and demonstrate the use complies with the current land use bylaw. Under the current CBR, campgrounds are not listed as a permitted or discretionary use. As such, therefore, for the village's development authority to be able to consider approval of a development permit for a campground in this location, an amendment to the land use bylaw is required. The attached Schedule A, so please do view in your packages from the website to further adjustments. Schedule A includes the application form and a general purpose proposed site plan. The site plan will be further revised prior to a decision being affecting the application. And if I might apologize to council, I am supposed to have called a certain person to join the meeting, so let me do that now. Apologies to the gallery. I just need to make a call here. It is Roy in the council meeting. Are you okay to join? Yes, and apologies. I started halfway into the RFD and then sadly then remembered that you were promised to be in here. So I'll put you on so everybody can hear if council has questions for you. So I'll do that now, okay? Jane, do you mind just introducing yourself, and it's also a sound check?
Hi,
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Can you do that again? I didn't have it on speaker. Please, again.
Good evening, everybody. This is Jane Dauphiny with Municipal Planning Services.
Okay, thank you, Jane. So I will just proceed, if you don't mind, where I left off through the RFD that you're familiar with.
Yes.
So we're in the park call discussion, so I will just continue reading for everybody in the community hall at this point.
Discussion planning considerations. The central business restricted district currently has very limited application within the village of Longview land use bylaw. The only site that is within the district is that portion of Lot 1, Block 3, Plan 031-2814, which is in the site where the campground development is being proposed. The purpose of this district is to provide for a variety of commercial developments that produce a minimum of wastewater. The proposed land use bylaw amendment and development are both consistent with this purpose. Development on the adjacent lands includes the following uses: a single detached dwelling to the north, and the Twin Cities Hotel and Restaurant to the south. The adjacent lots are within the Central Business District and the Urban Reserve District. The proposed land use bylaw amendment will enable the development of compatible similar land uses located south off the subject site. The proposed campground development is not compatible with the existing residential development located to the north of the subject site. Consideration and application of design elements to minimize impacts associated with noise from a campground development on the adjacent residential property should be required through the development permit process. Additionally, by including this use as a discretionary use in the district rather than a permitted use in the district, the village will be maintaining the right of an affected adjacent landowner to appeal the approval of a campground development permit should they object to the development. Statutory compliance, IDP considerations, intermunicipal development plan, that is. The proposed site is not affected by an intermunicipal development plan. Village of Longview Municipal Development Plan, MDP considerations. The proposed amendment was reviewed for consistency with the following applicable MDP policies. 7.0, transportation. 7.1.4, with respect to the subdivision and development of land, council will give consideration to the preparation and adoption of appropriate mechanisms for the proposed proposal of upgrading roadways and utilities. 7.1.5, wherever appropriate, the village will circulate development proposals to providers of services and transportation facilities for their information and evaluation. The proposed application will facilitate the development of a low-intensity, unserviced campground that will direct access onto Highway 22. The land use bylaw amendment was circulated to Alberta Transportation and Economic Corridors and the agencies to determine if any improvements to the roadways or utilities will be required. The village's planner will provide a summary of comments received and recommendation to address any referral comments to council and the public at the public hearing. 10.0, recreation and tourism. 10.1.1, the expansion of existing recreational development and the development of new facilities will be considered. Additional policies in the MDP related to recreation and tourism developments include a preference for community-based tourism and limiting recreation and tourism developments to only through developments that can be demonstrated to have a limited impact on the environment. Policy 10.1.4 enables the village to require an area structure plan, ASP, to be prepared in support of proposed recreation or tourism development when depending on the size or impact of the proposed facility or expansion. The proposed amendment is consistent with the policy direction in the MDP related to recreation and tourism developments and did not trigger the submission of an area structure plan because of the low intensity of the use proposed for the nine stalls unserviced seasonal campground. engagement. Referral notices were provided to NOAA agencies and the municipal district of Foothills. Additionally, a written notice of the proposed bylaw and information about the public hearing was sent to all property owners with lots adjacent to Lot 1, Block 3, Plan 03122A14. A summary of the comments will be prepared prior to the public hearing and included in the planner's report for the public hearing. As of the date of this report that I'm reading right now, our offices received one objection to the proposed land use bylaw amendment from an adjacent landowner who would not provide their name. Financial, if the land use bylaw amendment is approved and the site is developed as proposed, then there may be a small positive financial impact for the town resulting from the increased assessment value of the commercial improvements. Additionally, should on or off-site improvements to municipal infrastructure be required to facilitate development on the site, then these costs will be responsibility of the developer. Council options. Number one of three, that council consider first reading of proposed bylaw 491-26 being a land use bylaw amendment to add campgrounds as a discretionary use to the central business restricted land use district. Number two, that council table the first reading of proposed bylaw 491-26 and direct administration to provide further information and or clarification on specific elements of the report and return the revised report to council for consideration. And three of three, the council directs administration to take any other action deemed appropriate by council. And the attachments are in the package. So I will, at this point, just turn over to Mayor Clausen if there's any discussion or questions, and the municipal services representatives on the line if for anything specific you would like them to address.
Hello, Jane. It's Rose Clausen, Mayor. I have the discretionary use. That's not automatically permanent.
A discretionary use is what it means is that it can be approved or refused at the discretion of the development authority. So your development authority for the village is right. So it just the difference between a permitted use and a discretionary use is that a permitted use, if it complies with all provisions of the land use bylaw, must be approved. It is approved by right. A discretionary use permit can be approved or refused if there is a planning reason, you know, to support or to refuse that application. So it's discretionary uses are, the decisions aren't made arbitrarily. The decisions are made merit-based and need to be consistent with the direction of the municipality's planning document, but they can be refused if there's something going on an adjacent property or something about the development that is determined to be not suitable in the location that it's proposed. It's permanence, there's really a difference in terms of permanence between a permitted use or discretionary use. Once the development permit is approved, it's approved until such time as the development ceases to operate on the site for a period longer than 6 months, generally speaking. Unless there is a time frame applied to an approval. So for example, I don't know, what's a good one? Work camps sometimes are approved for, you know, a limited amount of time, or in some communities, tourist accommodations, so things like Airbnbs will be approved for, you know, up to a year, but there's no provisions in your bylaw relating to campgrounds that would indicate how long the approval could be issued for.
But we could put one in.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. We could put one in, though. So if we wanted it, like, let's say, 5 years, we could put that in there, 5 years, and then they reapply?
Yes, you could. So a permit can be issued for a limited amount of time. It just needs to be clearly indicated that that is the case in the permit and in the conditions of the permit.
Okay, and what would they have to do to reapply?
Same process as their original development permit application. So, I mean, this one was a little bit different we're talking about the land use bylaw amendments, but full disclosure, our office has also received a development permit application for the campground. And with that application, they need your standard application fee, or they will. They submit an application, they provide a site plan. And for something like a campground of this size, which is proposed to be unserviced, you know, the site plan and the Alberta Transportation approval are really the only application requirements that, that they need to provide. So it's sort of like a garage application or something like that. It's quite simple.
Okay. And we also can put a clause on there that if the property is sold?
You cannot. That is not a condition that we apply. We can apply. So the permits, development permits are different than, say, a business license. Development permits, once issued, go with the property. They're not tied to the individual to whom made application or to whom owned the property. They go with the land.
Okay. So then I just have a few other questions. On the map, so we have the sites. The access is off of Cowboy Trail, Highway 22. Now on the north side, we have four sites. And then there's that long one. What exactly is that? That goes to the north after the four sites.
Sorry, I'm just pulling it up on my screen. I just want to be really clear that what's being asked of council today too is consideration of an amendment to add campgrounds as a discretionary use to a district, rather than to ask council to approve the development permit, that they are separate things. So just want to make sure that's really clear to you.
Okay. So
certainly no development permit has been issued because it can't. This use isn't allowed in the district right now. So just looking at that site plan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not sure what they were intending with that along it. It looks more like a road to me than it looks like a stall. They've indicated that there's 9 stalls. I'll ask for clarification about that as we're moving through the review process for the development permit.
Oh, okay. All right. Council, have any questions?
Her.
Sorry, what?
Does this all stay in the CBR section, or does it go into the urban reserve part?
This is all dealing with the CBR section. The changes proposed are changes to CBR in this location, yes.
If I might, yeah. The proposed land use bylaw amendment isn't being proposed by our office. It's proposed by the landowner. So our office just, when the application for the amendment, just processed it for you and provided a report for council's consideration so that you'd have some supporting information to help you as you were considering the amendment. So we're not for or against per se, we're just presenting the information and providing a recommendation based on a review of your documents. For additional information, campgrounds are actually allowed in the urban reserve district. They're just not allowed in the district that the campground is currently developed on.
Okay. Anything else, Kelsey?
Sorry, did for anything on this, did you say they might have other questions on it, or not for her?
Not for her, but for our discussion.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah,
sorry. Okay, so, well, would it be appropriate if I may ask, in case in the discussion there is something that you might, oh, I wish we, should we ask Jane to stay on just in case? Or, I mean, I could always call back if, what would council prefer on?
Whatever's best for her.
Okay. Jane, council wants to discuss this now, so how about we let you go there if there really is something important that comes up? If it's okay, we might call you back, but it would be very soon. I don't think this is going to be a really long discussion.
Absolutely. I'll be available. And then just, I guess, as a reminder, too, the RFP is just asking for first reading tonight. We have the public hearing that's scheduled for next week, but prior to the public hearing, if Tefl has any other questions or anything like that, there's certainly, those are matters we can bring up too at the public hearing before council gives consideration to second and third readings of the bylaw. This is not a done deal. You've got a little bit of time, so if after tonight too you have additional questions, we've got time to move through them.
Okay, thank you, Jane. So I will stop the phone call now, and thank you for helping.
Absolutely. Bye for now.
Bye now.
We had some discussion.
A little bit. It's nice to see development, but I am concerned because we just had a delegation presented to us that suggested that our campground doesn't make any money, but our response was it netted $30,000, and that it supports our info booth, otherwise that would become a tax burden. And there's been a lot of money invested into our campground. So then we've passed the budget based on that net income of our campground. So where the money that's going to go to this campground, where are we going to make up that difference for Longview? Does that not mean next year we're going to have property tax increase because now we've lost revenue? We have only a certain amount of streams for revenue. How do we recoup?
My understanding was this would not be competitive, that the clientele was going to be different. That is my fundamental understanding all the way through this.
The problem with that is how do you police that?
Yeah, that's true.
That's where my concern is, the financial side of it. It's great to see development, but if we're dependent on our campground making money, it kind of feels a little bit like you're biting off your nose to spite your face to have one that close, because we did use that spot, but it was because ours was closed. That's why it was used as a campground. It wasn't both running at the same time.
Yes, it was. That was an overflow for a while, for weddings or whatever.
I thought the other one was closed at the time, not overflow.
Yeah, it was overflow most of it.
But then that money would have been going to our campground, right?
Probably was.
But if this is a different campground, it won't be going to us.
This is overflow campground, basically, right? And for special parties and whatever, right? So if our campground is full, this is going to be what you call it.
So this owner is going to give us the money if someone goes to that
campground. I don't know who's going to be in charge.
Order.
I would like more understanding on the financial side of this then.
So would we get all those answers to our questions?
Well, the first reading.
Public hearing?
Yes, and it, there, sorry.
Yes, and the first reading introduces on the table, and that's the purpose of having a number of readings. So that questions can come up and research required. And as Jane had said, there's a number of days time to get in further information out there. So this is the exact process, yes.
So us moving forward on the first reading is only just opening the door for the public hearing.
Yes.
So it's not a yes or it's not, and it's not a no.
It's definitely not a.
But it would get us, as she said, she can't answer all the questions that we do have.
Correct. Correct.
Because I have a few more questions, but I have to wait, I guess. So we have our three options to consider, table. Well, I guess two.
So what does option two or three do? Can you explain the difference?
So option two is just putting a delay on this first reading. That's simply what it is. Number three, it just leaves it open to anything else that might come. It's not non-specific.
But if we table the first reading, then we can't do the
correct
public next week?
Correct, yeah.
It. And the public hearings when the people get to.
Absolutely. The purpose of public hearing is so the public
community,
any impacted stakeholders, more generally speaking, have a public opportunity. And it's also designed so that people cannot be physically present. There is an online Zoom, just for what it's worth, where people can participate via electronics, let's say that way. So it's not just who's in, say, the community hall at the time, but it's the time designated space on the 23rd of time when people can present. And just to be clear, the process is meant to be presentation, not to be debate. That would not be a good use of time. It's not what the Municipal Government Act allows. It is meant where if individuals have concerns, then they are presented, but it's not meant to be a time for back and forward to make an evaluation. Decision point comes later by council. So yes, the public, absolutely, that's the point for them to give formal input, and this is all recorded and documented formally.
Anything else? So I'll go ahead and make the motion to get the ball rolling. Make motion that proposed bylaw 491-26 being a bylaw to amend the bylaw 400-17, the Village of Longview Land Use Bylaw, for the purpose of including campgrounds as a discretionary use in the commercial business restricted CBR district, be given first reading.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion on it? So all in favor?
As long as we get some financial feedback on it.
Well, we'll look at all of that after this. Okay, so carried. Moving on. Business. RFD Longview. Longview and Area Recreation Committee donation approval request. So they had two more requests come in, and they're recommending Oilfields Curling Association $500 and the Longview 4-H Club $500 for a total of $1,000.
I move to accept that offer.
All in favor? Carried. Aye, the youth group donation. Village Longview Youth Group request donation of $700 for the Calgary Zoo Tour and Cub Car Races. Donation wise, Roy, we're to our limit, almost.
So just to be full disclosure, there's $900 left in this donation fund for the remainder of the year for council for anything else that might come up. We've had the strawberry tea already, which is usually happens and being done. So that counts for us coming in around the $900 left. So council would need to look at whether, and there's nothing on the horizon I'm aware of at this point for the next months in this year till December 31, if there's any other possible donation. But if you wanted to be careful and say conservative, you could maybe put $200-$300 just available in case. Or if you choose to, let's just go for it, use the full amount to try and reach the full ask here, then there would be nothing left for any other further donations for the year.
Comment?
How much did you say was left in the fund?
900.
Is this FCSS stuff going for the youth group? Or is this?
Yeah, the FCSS.
Correct, there is actually a carryover that has gone towards the youth as well. $2,389.49 if you wanted to get kind of technical.
That was a carryover from 2025, though.
Correct.
I think Brenda was asking about this year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From the FCSS funds.
I misunderstood.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
So the...
Which would be in your RFD, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be coming up in our the next RFD that we got.
Yeah.
So if they're getting some from that, could be... do the 250 like we did for 4-H in the school. Just leave a cushion.
I agree. I think we should leave a cushion.
The 250?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah.
Good with that?
Sounds good with 250.
Did you want to make that motion, Brenda? Okay.
Sorry, was that Deputy Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's 250 for both of those activities? Or just 250 total?
250 total.
Oh.
To leave us a cushion, just in case.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor? Carried. Okay, the Longview Community Hall Renovation Project Committee. They would like to be able to formally requests the use of the park and the village tents, tables, and chairs for Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th. The community hall renovation project is now at the phase to start initiating fundraising opportunities to complement the funds acquisition stage. To jumpstart this fundraising initiative, they're asking, or they would like to host a white elephant sale for the community. While the details of this event are still being decided, general information includes the purpose to raise funds for the community hall renovation, time to be determined during the day only, nothing overnight on Saturday, August 29th. Details are still being determined. Information should be finalized by the beginning of July and advertising to happen on or before Little New York Days. This will be an opportunity for people in and around the Longview community to sell or donate their items to be sold in a garage sale format.
I make that motion to accept that.
All in favor? Carried. Now we'll go to. Do we have anything in 114?
Just wait. What was that? 11.5.
Already did it.
Oh, the FCSS.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So FCSS committee seeks council's approval for the 2026 allocations to organizations. So the FCSS membership fee is $114. Village of Longview Christmas party is $2,511. Go Me, $1,550. Longview Library, $2,700. Youth group, $2,270. Memorial Garden, $700. Seniors Light Tour, $1,000, and seniors programs, $2,000. So total grant funding recommended, $12,845. And the letter from the committee. On behalf of the Longview FCSS committee members, I am pleased to submit for your review and consideration the list of community groups who have submitted requests for grants under the FCSS program. Although we have not been able to satisfy 100% of all requests, we have indeed endeavored to satisfy the provincial regulations and meet as much of each request as the allocated budget could allow. These recommendations met with the unanimous support of the committee.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. All in favor? Carried. Okay, what else have we got? Is there any external correspondence? Oh, wow. Early evening. We're going to adjourn this meeting at 7:30. Good evening.